Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
7:43, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Good morning. I am Allie Mack with Beau Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. If you're hearing us right now, you're probably on your way to work. Don't worry, you're going to get through it. These next couple days will fly by and you'll get your day off for Christmas. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to Dylan's top five Tuesday list momentarily. Can you give us a preview again of what you are counting down on?
Top five Christmas desserts, sweet snacks, things of that nature.
Bo, your confidence level on his list?
Should be 10 out of 10.
I'm going to give it half a calamari.
Half a calamari, that's good. I see what you
did
there.
Had a five.
I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. Half a calamari? Wait, half a calamari at five? That's a pretty low ranking. You ain't got no I can't even get 2.5.
Well, that would be a 50%, and no.
That would be.
Wait a minute. Are we doing 5 out of 5 or 10 out of 10? What's the ranking?
Out of 5.
Out of 5.
Out of 5.
So he's got a half a calamari out of 5.
Wow. I think I'm going to – I am looking forward to surprising you because I think I'm going to surprise you with my variety of this list.
I'm looking forward to being surprised. However, I'm optimism is low.
We do need variety, Dylan. Just a reminder.
I got plenty of variety for you in this list. I'm ready.
All right. Well, yesterday, Kirby Smart talked with the media, and obviously they're going to be playing Ole Miss on New Year's Day. So he talked about how they're preparing for this game.
Yeah, we've done the same thing, done simulated games and done situational football, whether that's 2 minute and a half, 4 minute offense, red area, all the different situations you have, and trying to make them more game like with the anxiety, the crowd noise, the atmosphere, the matchups, and try to go good on good to keep crisp. But at the end of the day, all those simulations are not real games. And, you know, anybody that tells you they got it figured out probably doesn't coach long enough to know that it's a lot more about how you play than how you practice leading up to it. You just do the best job you can and try to prepare them.
I saw someone hit up a friend of the station, Rodney Nabalsi, who covers UGA, and was like, Kirby's probably been preparing for Ole Miss this whole time. And Rodney was like, yeah, absolutely. And Rodney's right. But when you say prepare, they've been probably building their game plan. We'll talk to Rusty Manziel at 8 o'clock mm-hmm. and see how it works. But the coaches have been game planning, right? When they've been building a game plan for the Ole Miss offense and what worked against them, what didn't, the defense, what worked, what didn't, what they think might change, what maybe changed from Lane's play calling after – now, this was one they had to wait till Saturday, but from Charlie Weiss Jr.'s play calling, all that. But make no mistake, this time off has been used to just what Kirby said. They're sharpening them. They're working on them. You know, they're all the things that Kirby doesn't think they're doing good enough or that they haven't done well enough this year, they are using that to sharpen their selves up and get as good as they can in an operating system. And then you install the game plan. Probably, I don't know when that game is. Is that a New Year's Eve or January 1st?
January 1st.
January 1st. So they've got, what, nine days. So.
Does it feel like too long with the momentum they had this season? It feels like way too long of a break to me.
I think there could be rust.
Yeah.
I don't think a team with a number one with a bye won last year. Georgia lost. They had a bye. Arizona State lost. They had a bye. Ohio State beat Oregon. Oregon had a bye. Ohio State didn't. And Boise had a bye, and they lost. So, yeah, there's something to that rust factor. I remember when way back in the day when the BCS tour around Florida went in 2006 was supposed to be ran off the field by Ohio State, and they actually were able to upset Ohio State. And some of that was said, well, Florida played a week later in the SEC championship game, and Ohio State was essentially off for almost, you know, like that was like 40 days or something.
Yeah.
But I think some of that comes into it, but I don't necessarily believe that's all of it.
Well, it's like related but not the same. When we get off the show every day at like 9 o'clock, if I sit down, I'm going to wind down for the day, and I'm not going to be able to get back up and get moving. You know?
Yeah.
There's a momentum factor for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's also, go out, you know, if you, that's the thing that, how are you practicing? Because Georgia players talk all the time, practice, playing a game is easy because of the way we practice. Mm-hmm. Practice is hard. And, you know, you hear about, like, what's it, Bloody Tuesday, I think, or whatever. So if you're running the ship very disciplined and at top notch, like Saban and Kirby have done, and you know, some of these, Ohio, I mean, Ryan Day must be doing something similar too. Urban Meyer used to be able to do it. And then it shouldn't matter because you stayed crisp, right? I mean, yeah, sure, game speed, but if you practice hard,
yeah,
and you're not allowed to practice the same in the NFL as you are college, but in college you're also limited to hours. So yeah, I mean, there's something to it. I just don't necessarily believe it is probably as much as some people want to make it out to be.
I gotcha. Well, make sure to join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. You can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
And as always, Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right. Y'all ready for this
variety? I'm terrified, but let's do it.
No need to be terrified. No honorable mentions in this one, just my top five. Also, with it being a food thing, it was kind of hard to find audio around food, but it is what it is. But we'll have time to talk about it
real quick.
Of course.
How you came to, like, what was the qualifier for your top five list of desserts or snacks
for
Christmas?
I wanted to do something Christmas themed, and I'm going to be honest with you. I initially obviously thought of Christmas songs, top Christmas songs of all time. However, there are Christmas songs that I definitely like more than others, but no Christmas songs really stand out to me. Like
they don't do it for you.
They all make me feel good, but like none stand above the rest, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I wasn't super passionate about Christmas songs. However, I am very passionate about food, and so Christmas desserts, that did it for me.
All
and
right.
So that's how we got here. So we're going to go ahead and kick things off with number five, gingerbread cookies. Gingerbread cookies at number five because they are delicious. They are definitely delectable, but they're not quite up there as these other ones I got planned to crack more than five. And plus, I like gingerbread, obviously, but I only like certain types of gingerbread. Like, do y'all have that with anything? Like, I'm also a guy, I only like certain types of ranch. I don't just like all types of ranch. So I only like, you know, maybe a sweeter gingerbread, because I know there's gingerbread that isn't like always super, super sweet.
Well,
so
there's a kick to it.
Yeah,
if you get one that has too much ginger in it, you're like, ooh, spicy cookie.
Yeah. That's what it is, Allie. You described it perfectly. I don't like ginger with too much kick. It's kind of like a chai tea latte. Like, chai has a little bit of spice. I don't like too spicy a chai.
You like the more sugar cookie version of a gingerbread.
Correct.
Just a pinch of ginger.
Just a little bit of ginger. I don't need too much ginger. Too much ginger will throw it off for me.
Like, I'm not going to hate on that. I'm wait to the end.
I'm still listening. I want to hear what else you got.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here.
Okay. Speaking of sugar cookies, let's move to number four. Sugar cookies. And I love the process of also cutting out sugar cookies, like the cutout sugar cookies you get the Christmas tree or the Santa Claus or, you know, whatever the case may be. But sugar cookies coming in at number four, not just because obviously they're tasty and you get the different types of icing and you can decorate them, but...
Dude, you are so vanilla. You're like the most vanilla
Hold on,
person
we're only at
I have
four.
Ever met.
He's like, it's not going to be a vanilla Dude, list. It's going to be a cookie
we're
list.
We're only at four.
You literally made a vanilla ice cream list top five, and so far you've hit me with gingerbread, and now you're doing Christmas, and you've hit me with gingerbread cookies, but more sugar cookie than ginger, and then you just straight up went sugar cookie.
We're only at four. I still got three more. We're only at four.
Let's see, Dylan.
But, not only the taste, but also the tradition that comes with, you know, making sugar cookies and all that stuff. So
you and your mom used to do like the sugar cookies this Christmas and stuff.
Yeah. She still does it with my nephew. So
that's cool. Your mom's such a sweet lady.
She is. She's an amazing lady. I appreciate that. All right, let's move on to number three. Fudge, not a cookie, but fudge.
Okay.
And you know I like, you know, traditional fudge or like fudge with walnuts in it, but you know you can branch out. There are plenty of different types of fudge, but. Fudge is definitely on there. It's nice and cool. It's kind of refreshing,
yeah.
and they're so easy to snack on. I mean, you can snack on like 20 pieces of fudge and
that rich, cool feeling.
Yes,
yeah.
Back
Absolutely.
In the day, my mom used to make bukoodles of fudge for Christmas,
yeah.
And it was so good. And she would make plain fudge and then some with like the nuts and stuff in it. But I'm telling you, dude, my mom's when she would make the And she'd cut them in those little squares like a brownie.
Yes.
Not as big as a brownie, but you know, like a little.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's a good one. All right, you're getting close.
See, let me cook a little bit.
Just finish up.
All right, let's go on to number two. Peanut butter blossoms. Do y'all know what peanut butter blossoms are?
Well, no. Explain the blossom. I know what peanut butter is, but what's
is
a blossom?
Is it a cookie?
It's a peanut butter cookie with the Hershey's Kiss in the middle.
Yes!
It's just a little different. It's a peanut butter cookie with a little Hershey's Kiss in the middle. I mean, you can't go wrong with peanut butter and chocolate, right?
No, you can't. But again, it's another cookie.
But still, it's
He's got
different.
Chocolate chip cookies for number one. Yeah. He's got chocolate chip cookies for number one.
I can tell you, I do not have
Either
chocolate chip cookies
He's got
for number
like Christmas flavored sugar cookies, like with the icing on them.
You guys aren't even close. You're not even close. Peanut butter blossoms coming in at number two. Let's go to number one. Christmas bark. / brittle.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay.
Oh, see?
Is it the peppermint kind?
No, I like the chocolate kind. Yeah. I'm not. Okay, I'll say this. I like peppermint like to eat, like after I eat a meal. I'm not a big like peppermint as a sweet guy. Like I don't like peppermint and chocolate or like, you know, I don't like peppermint
and
sweet.
I don't either.
Those two things don't go together.
You don't like spice whatsoever is what I'm realizing about you.
I like spice and savory things. I don't like sweet and spicy. Like,
why do you order your wings?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you order your
like a flavor?
Yeah.
I do like sweet and spicy when it comes to wings, but that's a different type of spice.
But not too spicy.
Yeah.
No, I can come in. I can dig in on some spice. It just like depends. I like
you sound
sweet
like
heat,
it.
But to recap my list, we got gingerbread cookies at number 5, cut out sugar cookies, or you know, just sugar cookies at number 4, fudge at number 3, peanut butter blossoms, peanut butter cookies with Hershey's Kiss in the middle at number 2, and then Christmas bark slash brittle, whatever you want to call it, at number 1.
We got no pies, we got no cakes, nothing.
I'm not a huge pie guy. Like, I like sweet potato pie, but that's Thanksgiving. I like pumpkin pie is cool, but again, that's Thanksgiving. I do like a good chocolate pie. I do like chocolate pie,
okay.
But that's not really Christmassy. You can like eat chocolate pie whenever. And then like cake, there's no real like super Christmas cake that I'm fudge. I wanted to put fruit cake in my list. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, good call there for not putting that there. I am curious what the feedback will be on this list. We have it posted at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter. If you want to give us some feedback, we want to hear from you at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up next, we do have the Rusty Mansell joining us to talk about these college football playoffs next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.